You don't need to be rich to invest, but you do need to invest to become rich. Over the past decade, I've worked for two of the big accounting firms. I've launched a venture capital firm and I've managed the finances for a £600 million real estate portfolio. I worked in four different countries, graduated with an MBA, and finally started my own business. But the thing that shocked me most was how investing knowledge is locked behind big words, outdated systems, and expensive experts. It's designed to make you feel like you're not ready, you're not smart enough, and like it's too risky. There's a whole industry that profits from this belief that you cannot do it yourself. But I'm here to tell you that's a lie. Before I started investing the way I do now, I thought I was doing everything right. I was earning a good salary, getting consistent salary increases and promotions, and I invested in high-risk startups, high-yield bonds, and obviously also saved a lot of money and kept it in cash. But I wasn't getting any wealthier. I was just stuck in this loop of making more money and spending it and making some investments, really not having a plan, and just kind of going about it in a very random basis. And then I would just do it all over the next month. But the shift in my money journey didn't happen because I earned more. It happened because I finally understood the right way of making your money grow and work for you. And this is despite having an MBA and being a chartered accountant. I still had to do a lot of work and research to figure this out for myself. So I'm here to tell you, wealth building is not easy, but it is simple. In fact, it's so simple that I can explain it with a straightforward formula that goes like this. Increase certain things, reduce other things, and get the desirable outcome at the end. That's why I'm doing a three-part series, breaking down each part of the formula, starting with what you need to increase in today's video. So in this video, we'll unpack the most important aspects of building wealth that you need to go after and the cost of not going after them. We'll talk about risk, volatility, the myth of needing an expert, and the real reason time is your biggest asset. Before we get into it, I want to invite you to a free live masterclass I'll be hosting soon, and you can sign up using the link in the description. What's really holding you back? A massive hurdle in wealth building is that you don't always know where to focus your effort. It's not always that you're doing too much of the wrong things, but sometimes you do too little of the right things. Increase your willingness to take equity risk. Yes, there's risk in investing, but there's more risk in doing nothing. Inflation, currency depreciation, rising living costs are all eating away at your money every single year. And the only way to maintain and actually grow your money is to invest. Inflation means that your money is losing value, even if the balance doesn't change, because you can buy less with what you have. To actually build wealth, you need to embrace the right kind of risk and learn to approach the market from a non-emotional standpoint. The second thing is to increase your knowledge and understanding of what investing actually is. When people hear investing, they think about day trading, crypto bros, and high-risk stock picks. That's not what I do, and that's not my philosophy, and it's not something I would ever recommend. I've tried it before, and I've actually have videos on that on my channel, but it is not something that I would encourage at all. I've definitely learned from my mistakes. But investing in globally diversified, low-cost ETFs is not gambling. It's a long-term strategy that reduces risk while building wealth. Number three is increasing your time in the market and letting compounding do the work. Do not wait. Everyone says that I'll start when I'm older, richer, smarter, or when I earn more. The problem is the money that you can invest now has the most compounding potential, because compounding doesn't reward the investor that takes the most risk or that invests the biggest amount. It rewards the investor that has the longest time in the market, because after 10 and 20 years, your investments start growing exponentially. But by waiting 5 or 10 years, you're not missing out on the first part of the chart. You're actually cutting away at all the best compounding years of your wealth journey. A lot of people complete my investing course with one regret, and that is waiting. Waiting is probably the thing I see most people regret. We use calculators in my course, and one of them is a compounding calculator to understand the time value of money and why it's important to start now. And most often, people have never seen compounding calculators, have never considered it. And now that they have this easy-to-use calculator at hand. Everyone says that they regret waiting. They show this to their kids, they show it to their spouse, and now everyone is very motivated to start making their money work and grow by using compounding. But I always say it doesn't help that we regret things that we haven't done, because you can't really change that. Rather focus on what you can do going forward, and that would obviously be to start as soon as possible. But I don't want you to feel the same regret as some of those course participants, like a 50-year-old South African who told me she wished she had started investing in her 20s, because then she might have been able to leave her children a legacy. So if there is one thing you take away from this video, it's to start as early as you can. It's never too early or too late to start investing. Because if it's not for yourself, it's for your kids or your future kids, or just at least to have a decent retirement. You're not going to wake up one morning feeling ready to start investing. Just start small, even if though it feels a little bit scary. Everyone has a learning curve and it takes some time to get used to. But stop thinking it's only for rich people, because it's the way to get rich. This is your last reminder to sign up to my free masterclass coming up soon. Use the link in the description. Also, make sure you join me for next week's episode, where I'm going to talk about the second part of the wealth building formula, and that is the things that you need to do less of in order to build wealth. See you next time.